Hi, this is Washington Post reporter Tara Bahrampour, and I'm standing in front of the Egyptian embassy on Friday night, the day that President Hosni Mubarak's resignation was announced. And I'm here with many Egyptians and their friends who are celebrating, dancing, and singing. And Nadia Khaled is one of them, and she's very excited to be here tonight. Nadia, how did you feel today when you first heard the news?
The happiest day of my life. You know, I'm so happy that the people of my country really got rid of Mubarak and they are moving to a new future. They give a gift to the whole world. They made records of having demonstration in this big number in a very peaceful way. I'm really, really looking forward to new Egypt. And I really believe that, you know, like, it's going to be a symbol for the whole Middle East that the government should represent the people, you know, not to be dictators like that. And I'm really, really looking forward to see Amr Moussa, the very nice person, for the leader of the Arab League. I would love to see him becoming president of my free country, Egypt. Thank you all for sharing the hard time with us, my country, and sharing the happy moment with us.
Thank you so much.